This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Very, very busy week. We got a storm possibly heading to the Florida Panhandle and then up to the Carolinas and Georgia and states in the southern belt of the United States as a new tropical storm has brewed, Tropical Storm Michael. We're going to talk about that. Already a state of emergency has been declared for multiple counties in the area by Governor Rick Scott. We're going to talk about a doctor. I was on KBC this morning with Doug McIntyre and Leanne Tweeden talking about how there's a doctor out there saying, look, don't be smoking marijuana. Don't be eating marijuana. You should be using a suppository because rectal absorption of marijuana is the better way to go. Should people be consuming their marijuana rectally? We're going to talk about, don't ask, we're going to talk about this limo crash. Unfortunately, one of the victims texted that the limo was in terrible condition. This was minutes before the crash killed 20 in New York. The driver, 18 people on the inside, as well as two bystanders. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how if you have a shorter work week, you could live longer. So what, now we're just not even going to go to work at all? There's a doctor found guilty of selling newborn babies to people who were infertile. We'll talk about what happened to him. And this rare polio-like illness has been diagnosed in 6 Minnesota kids. This is some scary stuff. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The number to visit to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, the 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of them around the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation, which we'll talk about. But before we get there, we just got to lighten it up a little bit. So I saw a movie this weekend. First of all, good football, surprising football. I didn't really do well on my bets. Because, yes, I bet on the Cowboys. Of course, I'm not going to not bet on the Cowboys. And they weren't the favorite, which means I could have made some decent money. And I know, they lost to the Titans. It's okay. But, you know, there was the Brown overtime, the Cowboys overtime. Very, very cool stuff. Vikings, I thought, played phenomenally. Packers got their butts kicked. It was an interesting day. But this weekend, I went to see a movie, because I haven't seen a movie in a while, and I went and saw Venom. Now, I don't know if you guys are up to date on the whole Marvel movies, but Venom, this was their opening weekend, and apparently it broke records, but I gotta tell you, I thought the movie was So, Venom appealed to me because of the science behind it. So, Venom is, I guess, this parasitic alien that needs another host to live. And if you guys remember the older Spider-Man movies in the early 2000s, one of the Spider-Men, I think it was Spider-Man 2, there was this black, rubbery, it kind of looked duct tape shiny, vulcanized rubber type material that got into Spider-Man, and then it made Spider-Man look all sexy, and his hair was down, and he was dancing to Saturday Night Fever, and I don't know what the heck was going on. But anyway, supposedly, the only way it survives is it needs a host. And so they were using the terms parasite and all that, so I was kind of digging it. I thought it was really, really good. But then I kind of got mad because of some terminology that the bad guy used. And I can't really say the terminology on air, but where I get really, really frustrated is I like the way it was old school, where little kids had superheroes. And you would have a superhero, you know, like, oh, I remember Shazam in the 70s. There was Isis and Shazam. They're making a remake of Shazam, and I actually like it because I think it's really kid-friendly. But this Venom is more of a dark character. Well, then make it dark. Don't try to make it, you know, kidify it, right? Don't try to make it for kids, but then use terminology and language and things like that that really shouldn't be used for kids, used around kids. And so, and then I guess it eats people's heads. So, you know, I was kind of looking at the movie and I was like, okay, this had potential. And then they just blew it. And I'm starting to get the idea, well, I've had this idea for a while, that I think these movies are just trying too hard to just make money. I just get the feeling that I'm sitting there watching a movie that's trying to franchise. Now, Venom could be a cool Halloween character. We're coming up on Halloween. I mean, the timing is brilliant. Marvel is brilliant. You know, Ant-Man and Iron Man and Captain America and all that. I mean, I am very impressed. Oh, Captain Marvel. That's going to be a surprise. Okay, remember Captain Marvel is supposed to be like the head of all the, you know, superheroes? And Captain Marvel's supposed to be a female? Well, it's going to kind of blow your mind who ends up actually being the Captain Marvel character. Because you didn't think she was very significant in previous movies. But, so Marvel has a good way of, Stan Lee has a good way of putting in some surprise and making you go, ah, or whatever. But, honestly, you guys are going to watch this movie and kind of think it's stupid a little bit. But, if you want to be entertained, that's totally fine. So, Venom broke office records. A Star is Born. Apparently, they're redoing A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I think Lady Gaga has a great voice. I think it's the best she's ever looked. Usually she doesn't look that attractive on stage, but she actually looks kind of cute in this movie, so good for them for letting her look natural. We'll see how that goes. I don't know if I want to see a sappy, you know, love story with singing. I mean, I'll watch a musical, but I'm not really into sappy love story. We gotta stop calling them chick flicks, because the average chick doesn't like to watch it. Would rather watch football. But we'll keep you guys posted on how, if there's gonna be any other good movies. If there is, I wanna see that movie where they do Buzz Aldrin. Or Neil Armstrong. I forget. There's another space movie. I like space movies. I don't want to go out to space, but I like those. So I think those are pretty cool. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to listen to your comments on the latest with the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation. You think we can move on, but it doesn't look like people can move on, especially at work. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you, Will, for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this one is anonymous. I said I wouldn't include the name. But he writes, I couldn't stay at work this morning. Hearing the libs cry impeachment, it's like a mob here, and I can't say how I feel. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? So what he's talking about is, and honestly, people need to move on, okay? I mean, people need to move on. You know, usually the president gets his Supreme Court pick, okay? The Democrats in the Senate, you know, gave it their best try. In the ninth and in the 11th hour, they threw out their sexual harassment charges that never surfaced for decades. Yet we have the FBI investigation. OK, Okay, nobody can find any corroborating evidence. Even the best friend of the person who she was supposedly at that party with didn't lend any evidence. And so, you know, we move on. Nice try. Yeah, that was bitter. Boy, that was bitter. It, I think, put women back multiple decades. Those of us who have been assaulted can't, no one's going to believe us. You know, after seeing that, you know, ridiculous display of character assassination. You know, we want to go after the bad people, not the good guys. And so people need to move on. But I do find it very, very interesting seeing these mob-like, attitudes and these, you know, well, we're going to be a mob. We're going to, intimidate. This was really, really intimidating. And I understand now people are a little freaked out by how if something doesn't go a certain political party's way, how it can get nasty. And this sort of intimidation, these intimidation tactics, that's not democratic at all. That's not what republics do. And I do find it kind of scary. Now, I don't remember, and, you know, teach me, I don't remember Republicans, you know, storming Senates and, you know, character. From what I understand, Bill Clinton was impeached, but he still had to stay in office. I mean, nothing really happened to him. And that was, I mean, there was actually evidence on a dress. There was, right? Do we have to talk about the dress? Was it, what, a blue dress? But there was, like, evidence. But, you know, so I don't mind peaceful protest. I love the fact that we have freedom of speech. I think people should have a right to complain and gripe. But if people are fearing they can't go to work and they have to hide who they are, because bad things will happen. I mean, you hear about this in Hollywood. I don't know if it was Kelsey Grammer or some actors had said, I'm getting blacklisted from working in Hollywood, you know, getting movies and things like that because of my political beliefs. All right, that's not cool. That's not freedom of speech. Now, let me tell you guys a little secret. What the media accents isn't everybody. Okay? We don't put a camera in a Walmart and see people walking, going, hi, how's it going? You know, oh, the fruit looks ripe today. Said, oh, you know what, that's okay. You can stand in front of me in line. That's not what the media gives you. That's kind of what's happening. If you go to Walmart, you see people kind of friendly, just standing in line, going, hi, you know, they don't give a damn. What the media is showing you are the fanatics. And it's making you feel that you have to choose one side or the other. The average person didn't really give a heart and doot who got nominated to the Supreme Court. The average person can't even name all the Supreme Court justices. The average person thinks Ruth Bader Ginsburg is currently asleep right now. The average person doesn't care. It's these fanatics. You know, there was talk that some of these people at these protests were actually paid. You know, the average person has a life to live. We got things to do. And it's the fanatics that get that get all the attention. You know, I tell you, I have a lot of family in Israel. And they're very close to people who are Muslim, Arab Israelis. Muslims and Jews are living together very peacefully and very harmoniously in Israel. But you don't see that in the news. You only see Gaza and fighting and, you know, rock throwing and the people on the extremes. Why? Because it's not very entertaining to see people hang out and party and, you know, have friendly discussions. That's not what makes the news. So the problem is when you go to work and there's going to be people really heated about this. And it's, you know, come on, people, really? Well, because now the Supreme Court could overturn Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court has been talking about overturning Roe v. Wade. And first of all, the Supreme Court hasn't been talking about it. The news has been talking about it. Will Brett Kavanaugh overturn it? I don't know. I don't think that's going to be what's a constitutional issue. I think the constitutional issue is going to be, should taxpaying dollars go to abortions if you don't feel, if you feel strongly that it's pro-life? That I could see coming up to the Supreme Court sometime soon, where those of us who don't want our tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood or abortions say, no, that's a sin. I don't want our tax dollars going to that. That I could see going up to the Supreme Court. I don't see them overturning Roe v. Wade. Man, boy, people have a poop storm with that one. So unless maybe that's the only way to, you know, have our tax dollars not going to things we don't feel we want. I don't know. But what happened with the whole Brett Kavanaugh and, you know, Ford and, you know, Swetnick, who, it showed that you have people that will go to extreme ends for politics. And that used to be admirable when you would be called to duty and you would, you know, pick up your arms and you would go to where your, you know, sergeant told you that, you know, and where your government called. You do need that passion. But to lie, to ruin a person's life, to ruin many men's lives, that's not something that I'm down with and a lot of people are down with. And having taken care of so many people who had been victims of assault, I can't speak for all women who've ever been assaulted, but I think a lot of women who have been assaulted think the display that we saw by the Democrats was one of the most insulting, ridiculous, and backwards things they could have ever done for the movement of trying to limit and allow, you know, proper prosecution of sexual assault. This was a complete cluster. So now they're saying, okay, we'll impeach. We're going to impeach Kavanaugh. We're going to impeach Kavanaugh. Okay, first of all, you're not going to have enough senators, even if you win in the midterm elections, to go through an impeachment process. Second, can we spend our time and our taxpaying dollars on fixing the country? There are so many bigger fish to fry than, oh, well, he lied under oath about his drinking. Well, so now, what do you think the questioning is going to be? You know, where did you go to law school? How do you interpret the law? No. It's, have you ever smoked a joint? Have you ever gotten drunk? That's what we're going to be interviewing future Supreme Court justices on. Because they're going to try to catch him in a lie. This is ridiculous. What somebody did personally in their off time, I mean, do we ask pilots if they've ever gotten drunk? Do we ask doctors if they've ever gotten drunk before? No. Lawyers, do we ask lawyers? You know how many law students get lit? Please. Please. So that means nobody's ever going to be able to be a federal judge. Nobody's going to be able to be a Supreme Court justice. So it is going to get dirty. And we're above that. We look weak. We're really grabbing at straws here. We're going to try to impeach somebody because he lied that he drank alcohol. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Healthcare. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Monday that he expects a lot of Democratic voters to support Republican candidates in the upcoming midterms because of how the party's lawmakers handled sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president also talked about how he believes the Democrats are moving further and further to the left.
The main base of the Democrats have shifted so far left that we'll end up being Venezuela. This country would end up being Venezuela.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that the driver of the limousine involved in the country's deadliest transportation accident in nearly 10 years did not have the proper license to operate the vehicle. Cuomo also told reporters at a Columbus Day parade in New York City that the vehicle itself should not have been on the road because it failed inspection last month, according to the state. The NTSB arrived in upstate New York and is currently investigating the accident as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Tropical Storm Michael is now officially a hurricane. He did become a hurricane as expected in the Northwest Caribbean Sea. Warm waters. I know we're in October, but we are still in hurricane season. Hurricane season starts anywhere from June 1 and ends roughly maybe November 30th. So we are still in peak hurricane season. They believe it is going to continue to threaten or continue to brew as it hits the Gulf, and then move towards the northeastern Gulf Coast. Already they're expecting storm surge, damaging winds, and heavy rain to impact the northeastern Gulf Coast. They say hurricane watches and storm surge watches have been issued along northeast Florida Gulf Coast, and Michael rapidly intensified from Sunday morning into Monday morning. So if you watch the map, it seems to cities like Panama City, Tallahassee, even Anna Maria Island seem to be at possibly in the crux of where the storm surge will hit. Tarpon Springs I see on the map, and I paused for a second there because I have family in Tarpon Springs, so I need to give them a call. I'm not really the best niece. I got an aunt who lives in Tarpon Springs near Clearwater in Tampa, and so I need to call her. I just noticed that. I was like, oh boy, she's going to get mad. I got to talk to her. They rarely evacuate too. They're tough. They're tough cookies, you know. Yeah, because, you know, they're kind of, you know, from the 60s, they're baby boomers. You know, they're like, well, we got this. So they're tough cookies. Unfortunately, Rick Scott does not want people to be tough cookies. So they are worried that it's going to hit the Florida Panhandle by midweek. So they're thinking Wednesday, packing winds of at least 100 miles per hour. They say Michael is currently a Category 1 hurricane, but they believe that it could actually intensify to become a Category 3 hurricane by the time it makes landfall. It is brewing. Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency in more than 20 counties along the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend. Not Big Bend, that's in London. Big Bend. Rick Scott also advised Gulf Coast residents to prepare for possible evacuation orders as he's put more than 5,000 National Guard soldiers on alert. So, Category 3, those winds, those would be pretty, pretty rough. Right now, Category 1 winds are roughly over, I believe, 75 miles per hour. When they hit over 100, or I believe 110, we're looking then at Category 3. We'll keep you guys posted. They originally said it would only become a Category 2 storm. Now they're saying Category 3. It's currently about 50 miles south of the western tip of Cuba and is moving north, northeast. You know, preparing guys, luckily these, you know, our southern residents, they've been through this before. Unfortunately, with Tropical Storm Florence, I think the death toll is 51 now, and they've had billions of dollars of damages in the Carolinas. And this storm is projected to, after it hits the panhandle, to still go northeast, soaking the Carolinas again. So, again, make sure you have your canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blanket cash, medications, and waterproof containers, you know, board up, etc. Get rid of loose trees, you know, make sure you have your portable generators, and pray. And we'll keep you posted, and we're praying for you guys out there. Needing prayers are these who were affected by this crash. This is one of the worst crashes they've seen in a long time, where 20 people died in this one crash. And it was a limo that happened in New York. It was an upstate New York limousine crash that killed 18 on board and two pedestrians. And one of the victims had texted concerns about the, quote, terrible condition of the limo less than 20 minutes before tragedy struck. That's according to her aunt. So the limo was bound for a Cooperstown brewery when it crashed on a windy road in rural Schoharie. That's about 160 miles north of New York City. Two pedestrians were also killed. Valerie Aveling said her niece Erin McGowan, 34 years old, and her husband Shane were among the limo victims. Aveling's own daughter was busy and couldn't join the birthday party. A scheduling conflict obviously then saved her life. The aunt told the Washington Post that Erin sent a text message complaining about the condition of the limo, which was a last-minute replacement after a bus hired to shuttle the group broke down. Erin, who worked in a pediatrician's office, and Shane worked for Miracle Ear. They were apparently married in June. They were just starting their lives, getting married. So tragic. Now, police have not revealed all the names of the victims. They want to confirm the identifications, notify family members so family members don't have to hear about it, you know, on the news. But four of those who were killed were sisters, three of whom died with their husbands. We're looking at Axel and Amy Steenberg, who were newlyweds in Amsterdam. They rented the limo. Axel Steenberg's stepfather had told the New York Times. Apparently, they were going to a surprise party for Amy Steenberg's 30th birthday. Then her sister Abigail, husband Adam, sister Mary, husband Rob. Anyway, so a lot of people, unfortunately. There is a GoFundMe page for the family of Axel and his brother. And they're trying to reach over their $10,000 goal. I couldn't imagine what, you know, these families are going through right now. But we're not sure exactly what happened. I mean, you're looking at usually these limos, you don't really hear a lot of accidents with these limos. The driver was Scott Licencia. He was driving the limo when it crashed. And, like, this was a last-minute swap of a vehicle. And so they believe what happened is it lost control, curved. It lost control on a curve. Then it swung. It went off the road, continuing to turn upon itself, and then hit some bystanders and some pedestrians that were in the local area. And you know, there was that limousine that went on fire. It was a bachelorette party. There was a limousine where the driver couldn't hear people screaming, and apparently a fire was started, I don't know, in the back of the limousine, and so a bunch of people died. You know, I think we're a little too relaxed when it comes to being in other people's vehicles. And we have this very new sort of culture now where we have no problem hopping into the vehicle with somebody else. And when I first started to learn how to drive, I was very nervous about being in somebody else's vehicle. Not because I could be taken somewhere and raped or abducted, but also because I was like, I'm trusting this person's driving. What if they have a heart attack? What if they have a seizure? What if they speed? And so I had to let go, and I had to start relaxing and letting taxi drivers take me, etc. And you do. You just start to get this sense of, you know what? They're in control. I could drink. Well, no, not entirely. I'm not sure what the heck happened. I don't know if this guy was on drugs, God forbid. I may rest in peace. I don't know what happened. But, you know, if this limo company did have, you know, crappy, cars, and I think it was a Ford Excursion stretch limo, and if you know, they don't have drivers up to speed, et cetera, whatever, you're putting your life into people's hands. And so this crash kind of unfortunately reminds us that you're not always safe at the hands of a driver that you just don't know or in a vehicle that you just don't know. You know, I was taught when I first started driving that you do safety checks on your car. Nobody does that. We hop in the car and we speed out. But are we checking our tire pressures? Are we checking the brakes? Are we doing, you know, you have to do that in a plane. You can't fly your plane unless you do safety checks every single time you get into the plane. Yeah, we don't do that with cars. We take things for granted. And unfortunately, this is very, very tragic. And I'm just shocked something like this happened in this day and age. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, marijuana and absorption of marijuana. Is rectally the way to go? 1-877-DOCADALI.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HB Extract. Contact.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, I just don't even know where we're going with marijuana now, but there's a doctor, and this came out a little while ago. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning, KABC with Leanne Tweeden and Doug McIntyre today talking about this, but I guess there was a doctor that was recommending that we shouldn't be smoking marijuana. We shouldn't be eating marijuana, but we should be inserting it into our rectum. That's the most safe and the most effective. This is Mikhail Kogan, MD, Medical Director for the Center for Integrative Medicine at George Washington University in D.C. He claims that smoking is an archaic way of getting high. So, should we insert marijuana into our rectums, into our butts? I don't even know where to begin with this. He explains that rectally, this is what he says. This is a quote. Rectally is actually a lot more preferred because of the volume of absorption. You can put a lot more and it gets absorbed a lot better. But not everybody is open to this way of administration. No pun intended. So, Medical Daily, where I'm getting this from, reached out to Dr. Kogan. He explains that there's several ways to administer weed, including orally, which is edibles, inhaled through smoking or vaping, sublingual, and where you put cannabis under the tongue, or rectally. He says, for medical reasons, whenever you're smoking, most people use vaporized. And I'm sorry, I just had an issue with my computer. They say, I mostly use buccal. Buccal means absorbed in the mouth. The doctor reveals his preferred method of placing cannabis inside the mouth. He confirms that while more effective than the widely used inhalation method, rectally given marijuana is the least utilized, you think? That's in part of the yuck factor. Another reason, there isn't one set of rules. Available forms vary by state. Dr. Kogan isn't even sure that suppository cannabis is available in D.C. where he practices. Now, I'm telling you right now, in D.C., they got everything. They got stuff we couldn't even imagine. Trust me, the government makes sure that their legislatures have everything possible, and in case some alien comes and sews everybody's mouth shut, the government has medicines that can be given rectally. Trust me. So, is there some truth to this? Well, remember I told you that teenagers, when they were getting drunk, were taking tampons, soaking them in alcohol, and then inserting them, both vaginally or rectally, to absorb the alcohol? Young kids figured out that there are more absorptive properties rectally way before scientists did. In fact, you have some idiots out there pouring alcohol, straight alcohol, onto their eyeball because they absorb it quicker. And Leanne Twitten was saying, you know, aren't people, you know, drinking in high school to socialize? I mean, that's what I always thought. I always thought, well, you know, you want to have your red cup in your hand, you want to look like you're drinking, and then you want to do some drinking games. But no, there are people out there that are trying to one-up each other. And they want to be the most drunk, and they want people saying, oh, man, you were wasted, and everybody giggle and make fun of you. And so some people are going to great lengths to get as drunk as possible. Not sure why, but, you know, kids do stupid things. So it was only a matter of time that scientists would say, well, let's look at the rectum. I mean, already doctors are fascinated by it. There is so much we could learn from our poop. From our rectum, look at animals. My dog will sniff the cat's butts. My cats will sniff the dog's butt. My cats will sniff each other's butt. The dog will try to sniff my butt. Animals, besides humans, are fascinated with the rectum. They just are. I don't know why. Apparently, animals can figure out what that animal did all day. Do you guys ever see that? I don't have any animals yet, but when I come home, let's say I had Shaky Boo with me, because sometimes I'll take Shaky Boo, you know, out for the day or whatever. So Shaky Boo will be with me in the car, and, you know, we'll just do a whole bunch of stuff together, because he's my Shaky Boo. When I bring him back, what do the other cats do? Do they go, meow? Do they, you know, I don't know, talk to... No, they all run to his butt. Like something coming out of that cat's butt will be able to illustrate, like a movie or a novel or a diary, everything he went through that day. I just don't get it. But they do. And so I think we do have a lot more power there. Here's the problem. In nature, even if other animals are fascinated by the butt, it's usually, I still don't know of any animals where things go into it. I think there was one animal that would put nuts or food up into his rectum. I forget which animal that was. There's some animal that does that, either to store the food or for some sort of absorptive, but humans never known to do that. And the reason why is, one is, it hurts. It's delicate. It bleeds. And the absorptive purpose of the colon is supposed to be to absorb water. We're supposed to, after we eat our food and it digests the stomach and goes into the small intestine and we pick up all sorts of nutrients in the small intestine, by the time the food gets to the colon, that's where we absorb water. So the colon is designed to absorb water. Yes, it can absorb chemicals. We haven't studied it that much because we don't really have a lot of uses. But here's the thing with this rectal marijuana. Edibles are pretty damn expensive. And I don't see edible marijuana sustaining its market if it continues to be that expensive. When I heard a little old lady tell me that for her diabetic neuropathy, it costs close to $600 a month for her to have enough edible marijuana to deal with the pain, and that's not a lot of product, that's kind of ridiculous. See, I haven't been in a marijuana store because I don't want pictures taken of me and it going to the medical board or whatever, but I'm dying to see if the prices have gone down. I've heard they haven't. And then smoking marijuana is not ideal because you have mold, you have pesticides, your lungs, you could still get cancer. Your lung lining should not be, breathing that stuff in. So if people don't think they're going to get lung cancer, if people are going to find that a suppository will be able to administer more and you buy less, it may be the economical, more practical way to go. So just be prepared that medical marijuana may be, all right, well, you're going to take your medicine, but, we're not going to, put a spoonful of sugar with this medicine. You're going to have to bend over and you're going to have to, Now, suppositories, if you've never used a suppository, they're really easy. There's like Anusol suppositories. Those are really good for hemorrhoids. They have a little steroid in it. Seems to calm it down. And it's a great way to absorb. You don't want to do a lot of it because you'll absorb the steroid in. And then you have these glycerin suppositories when you have problems pooping. But suppositories do really work. I mean, they've been around. But now, for marijuana, no. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about shorter work weeks. Could that help you live longer? And how hand sanitizers may actually be cutting back on sick days with your kids, even better than hand washing. Are you kidding me? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.